Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah, this is Don
Hey,
Saltzabro.
Don.
Hey, the main question I have here is the collateral. What are they saying here, and what's going on there?
What section are you looking at?
Well, it's page five.
Page five.
Yeah,
Okay.
because that's like they can go in there and just list everything I have, which is about $3 million worth of equipment.
Yeah, well,
So
that's the
I'm not.
thing is that there is no way of, like, we're not, again, if we were using it as collateral, we would have to get all your list of equipment up front. We'd have to know the value, right? So this is more of like a precaution where, I mean, look, we've had people default on us before. We don't go and take any of their stuff. We can't. We have no right to take their assets. This is more of like a technicality, I guess you can say, to put in there, really to scare people. But I know that we don't take any collateral. We can't take someone's house if they don't pay us, right? So we're
Okay.
very selective on who we lend money to, all right?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, if you don't pay us back, we're SOL of the
Well,
money.
I'm not in that world, so I don't do
Yeah,
that. But
I
I
mean.
just, because it says, like, if I, I have some used pieces of equipment I want to sell, in here it says I can't do that.
Yeah. Oh, well, think about it. How would we know if you sold it or not? We don't know
Well,
what you own. You know what I mean?
that's where it's confusing. They say they're going to do a site inspection.
Yeah, well, remember I'm waving that for you? There's no site inspection that's going to be done.
Oh, okay. All
Okay,
right. So
so.
they, I, you know, the way this is read, they come in, make a list, and golly, I got one machine is $600,000
Yeah.
that we
Well,
have,
see,
and then a bunch of others are $300,000.
so it says that we're going to make a list, but I'm telling you right now, we're not going to make a list.
Okay, so there's no site, so they're not
No.
going to do a site inspection.
And that's a
Okay.
page that I was going to tell you to just don't even worry about. So the ACH form, which is page 14, take that out. And then the site inspection is page.
Okay.
Think the site inspection is number 13, right before 14, the ACH
Okay,
form.
let me look here because it's fine print on these page numbers.
Oh yeah.
I
It's
like to.
not going to be at the bottom of the page. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the PDF. I'm saying the page number on the PDF.
Okay, yeah, because some of them don't have a page number.
You're right.
Okay,
So you're
page
going to look.
11. Page 11.
Page. Okay. So yeah, 12 is Schedule A. It says Schedule A to do business loan agreement. That just kind of breaks down the monthly payment. And then the page
Right.
after that is the authorization to debit and credit via ACH and to inspect collateral and security. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, well, help me out here on what. Okay, I've got page 10. Page 10. Borrower signature, monitoring, recording, and solicitations is section 22.
You know what? Hold on one second. Let me confirm. I don't know if I have to have you sign it and then we just don't charge you. Let me hold on. Can you hold on one second?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, Don, you don't have to do those pages.
Okay, how about, all right, there's page 11 of 11.
Page 11 of 11, which one? That is the
This guarantee, let's see.
Yeah, you need to sign that one.
Okay, yeah, that's got the payment on the other side,
Yeah, you'll need
payment
to sign that
schedule.
one. So you'll need
Okay.
to sign as guarantor right there, right above it. Signature.
Yeah, guarantor, signature, and then you type my name or print.
Yeah, we typed it for you.
Okay, so I just need to sign there,
Sign
and
there
then
and
you
then
printed
on
it.
as well as 10 of 11, you need to sign there as well.
Okay, now what is that one? What does
10
that
of
mean?
11 is part of the agreement.
Let's see.
says borrower signature.
Yeah.
That's basically saying that you read everything in the agreement and the terms.
And then there's one authorization. That's for the debit.
Yeah, that one, don't worry about. Take that one out.
Oh, that gives you authorization for SunTrust.
Wait, which one? Which page?
Well, there's no page on this. It's authorization to debit and credit account via ACH and authorize to inspect collateral and security.
Oh, yeah. That's the one about the inspection. Don't worry about that one.
Okay, it also has the SunTrust, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so this is how we link it up with SunTrust. I need you to put the account name's already in there, the routing number, the number. I need your signature and date on that page, but you will not be charged that $350 fee that it says right there.
Okay, can also agree to pay a one-time processing fee of $250.
Wait, which page are you looking at now?
I'm looking the ACH authorization form.
You don't need to send that one. I waived that for you, remember?
Okay. So, all right. How about the request for transcript, crypto tax return?
I need your signature on that one where it says signature and then date.
Okay.
And then the page after that is the prepayment addendum. So we added an addendum in there. If you want to pay it off early, you get 6% discount. I made sure that was in there for you.
I didn't see that. Maybe prepayment addendum to offer the entire I don't see any discount. It's just got my name on it and authorize it.
So look to on that page. If you look at number one, it says prepayment. You see where it says that? Prepayment beginning 90 days. It says prepayment addendum at the top to business loan agreement.
Prepayment. I got it.
So that right there, it talks about your prepayment. The only stipulation on that is that you can't pay it off within the first 90 days.
Okay. 6%. Okay. All right. And that's on the other side of the... It's on the following page. That's the one authorizing the tax transcript. Okay, so sign that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's got it on the other side.
And then also date that one as well.
Okay. And then...
And then the very last page is the borrower signature. You're going to sign above your name where it's printed. For authorized signature, and then you're also going to do that on the bottom as guarantor. So you're signing as the borrower and the guarantor.
Okay.
Okay.
It just has authorized signature. And then my name is printed below, and then president.
Mm-hmm. And so you're going to sign where it says authorized signature.
Okay. And then you said about...
And then right underneath it says guarantor signature. You're going to sign again where it says authorized signature.
It doesn't have that on that page. That's page 10 of 11?
No, it's the very last page.
Okay, all right. Oh, okay, I see.
You see where it says borrow signature?
Okay, that's saying it's page 2.
Yeah, it says it's page 2. There you go. That's the one.
Okay, so those two. And then that ACH authorization, there's a one-time processing fee. Okay,
take that page out. Don't sign it. I got it waived for you.
Okay, and then there's the one, it's page 10 of 11, if you could look at that.
Okay.
and see what if I need to sign that and what is.
Yes, you do need to sign that one where it says authorized signature in that box above your printed name.
Okay, then there's page 11 of 11.
And you need to sign that one as well.
That's the guarantor. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I definitely need, that's got the payment on the other side.
Yeah.
Payment schedule on the other side. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, sign, scan, and send back.
Yep, and if you could do that soon, I'll get it started tonight before we leave.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm about to step into a meeting, Don, so if you have any other questions and you call me, just leave me a message and I'll call you right back.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't need anything. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right. Have a great weekend, Don.
You too. Thanks.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.